an attempted coup in Eritrea. What's that mean for the church? A boys' home gets a boost in Ukraine, and an aviation ministry can't keep up with the demand. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Eritrea's coup failed before it really ever got started. On Monday, mutinous soldiers stormed the information ministry and strong-armed a government official into reading a statement on TV. Well, the signal was cut before he got very far, and today, the soldiers are missing, state-run TV is back to normal, and there's calm. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton notes,
"It seems to be a sort of a blip on the radar, but the fact that there were soldiers acting directly against the government perhaps is a sign of building unrest within Eritrea, and who knows what it means for the future."
It likely means a crackdown. Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra says they've already seen evidence the government silencing its so-called enemies.
At least 10 leaders of the churches banned by the government over 10 years ago have been rounded up in the past day or two.
Pray, would you?
The real attempt for the government of Eritrea is to eradicate the underground church by targeting its leaders around the country.
Meanwhile, in light of Sanctity of Life Sunday and the 40th anniversary of Roe v. Wade, how should Christians respond?
I think in this case, Jesus really wants us to bring spiritual salvation to people. He also wants us to bring physical salvation to people when they are physically enslaved.
According to Food for the Hungry's Dave Evans, the sanctity of human life applies to more than just the unborn.
Every human life should be valued and is holy in God's eyes. The tragedy of trafficking, the tragedy of kids, mostly girls, being sold into slavery is something that absolutely must be confronted when we think about the sanctity of life.
You can come alongside FH to end modern-day slavery by praying, giving, or going.
Those are three ways that I think people can get actively involved.
We have a free 12-week prayer guide to get you started. Just go to our website, missionnetworknews.org, and click on the banner. This is Mission Network News. With all the conflict in South Sudan with their northern neighbors, kids get caught in the middle. 17% of the kids in South Sudan have lost at least one parent. Poverty and malnutrition get in the way of their education. Baptist Global Response partners are helping by providing nutritious meals for two elementary schools there. That's 500 kids to feed every day in Jesus' name. They also hope to give vitamin supplements and a clean water supply. If you want to support a child's education, just visit our website. Meanwhile, Christmas in January? Well, that's when Slavic countries like Ukraine celebrate Christmas. A mission team with the Slavic Gospel Association recently got back from Christmas outreach in Ukraine. Eric Mock with SGA says the team participated in their Emmanuel's Child outreach.
We had an opportunity to reach out to a small boys' home, a boys' orphanage. In this orphanage were 48 young boys. 70% of these boys came from problem families.
The team handed out Christmas gifts sent by churches in the United States. Orphans got a kid's Bible, treats, and a wrapped present. Ultimately, the team was there to boost the local church's ministry.
It's the local church who faithfully, every few weeks, comes out and visits this orphanage. That local church is the one who's responsible for building those relationships, showing that love, sharing the gospel, discipling these kids.
And do you know what missionary aviation is? It's the transport by plane of God's word or his servants to some of the most remote areas on earth. African Land Mission has a ministry like this called AIM Air, and they're struggling to keep up with the demand for their services. Adding another plane would be a huge help, but it's a $1 million project. Can you help them out? A matching grant is doubling every donation up to $700,000. Find the details at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christian Aid Mission is offering the book Clay in the Potter's Hand by Dorothy Sun. Now, this book tells you about Dorothy's life in a Chinese labor camp, torture for her faith, yet her drive to serve Christ. As you read her story, you'll be moved by how she risked it all to follow Christ. Get your free copy of Clay in the Potter's Hand at 1-800-995-4828. You can also click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.